Welcome to Parion, a new build manager. Thank you for to the CICD dev room for letting me present Parion. I'm a software engineer writing C, Java and Ada for several years now. And I will present in this talk a new project that I started last year. Why a new build manager when there already exist several solutions? I'm using Jenkins for more than 8 years now, with more than 30 projects and several build nodes on different architectures. Jenkins is really nice and powerful, but it is slow and it needs a lot of memory. Hey, this is a Java web application. More annoying is the fact that it requires the Java on build nodes. The Java virtual machine must also be quite recent and up to date. Jenkins suffers from several security vulnerabilities, which means that you have to update your server regularly. So I decided it was time for me to get rid of Jenkins and Java. One of my goals was to get a safer design in Ada. Porion is a guy who works in the coal mine. He is a master miner or maître mineur in French. Porion means leak in English or poireau in French. He is there to make sure that the job is done. Let's have a look at Porion concepts first. Porion works like other build managers, so we have the projects that tell us what must be built and how to get the sources. We have the receipts, which describe how to build the project. One of the goals is to have several receipts for the same project. Then we have build nodes, which are the going to execute the build receipts, and the build nodes it produces build results. One important feature for me was to be ability to have several receipts per to build a project. I want to be able to build several operating systems, different architectures, different environments. I also want to build the same project with different options like code coverage, release mode, enable and disabling some project features. Another feature is log filtering. Porion provides a set of rules, and a part of this rule is used to define how to filter the build logs. These rules are configurable, which means that you can write your own and decide to activate them on a project or not. With many receipts per project, Porion provides a consolidated view and gives a global build status on the project. The global status takes into account every branch and every receipt of the project. There is a weight on the receipt and on branches so that you can operate on the way the consolidation is computed. We must be careful with the build manager and security. The build manager has access to sensitive data. The source files is the first state of data. This must be protected if we have a proprietary project, for example. The build manager knows the API secret keys. It must not leak them. It knows the credential to get the source and to connect to build nodes. It knows the secret keys to sign the binary, for example, when you build an Android archive. It has access to secret keys and password when it publishes. Ada is not a very popular language. It was designed for safe and critical systems. It was created around 40 years ago, but it has evolved regularly. Each 10 years, there is a new version of the language that brings new features. The main paradigm in Ada is to try to avoid programming mistakes by developers. With Ada, it is possible to formally prove that a program works as designed. This is why it is using strong typing. This prevents many programming errors. Ada is safe, safer than other several languages. There is no code injection, no buffer overflow, and many vulnerabilities that you find in other languages are simply not applicable when you write in Ada. The language provides pre and post conditions that you can put on procedure and functions. The precondition is verified before executing the function, and the post condition once the function has finished. Another benefit of Porion architecture is that it uses the Ada Web application security and permission framework. For a web server, I think it's critical to make sure that when we serve a page, the user has that requested the page has the right to view it. To manage API secret keys, credentials, passwords, and other sensitive information, Porion uses the Ada Key Store, which is a secure library written in Ada, and the store protects the sensitive data by encrypting them. The project has two binaries, a web server binary and a command line binary. Both are written in Ada. The command line tool will connect to build nodes to run the build receipts. On the file system, we will see config, tmp, logs, and projects directories. An SQLite database contains information to about projects, receipts, builds, and so on. For the secret and sensitive information, I'm using the IDE key store, which uses several encryption keys. The key store is locked either by a user password or by a GPG key. Project sources are extracted in the project's directory. To install Porion from the source, it's quite simple, but you must have installed the GNAT ADA compiler. The project source is hosted on GitLab, and it uses a git submodule, so you have to extract the sources with the minus recursive option. Then there is a small configure script that will check a number of dependencies, and if dependencies are okay, you can build by running the make and then make install target. You can also install with Debian package. This is easier, but the project is quite new and changes regularly, so you may not have a package that reflects to the last sources. A small setup is necessary for Porion. We must have a place for the database. A build area is also required. You have to reserve enough space, and this depends on the project that you are going to build. Now that you have a workspace area, you can run the Porion init command with the directory, and this will create the directory structure and initialize the database. Adding a build node is interesting because it's rather simple, but we need some information. We need a build area on the build node itself and prepare enough room for that. Porion can use SSH to connect to build node, and the preferred method is to use private public keys. Passwords bring too much issues, and private public keys give enough security. To register build node, we are using New Relic. The SSH and SSH scheme is used. When we register a build node, it's possible to give a list of commands or rules that Porion can check on the build node. The idea is to check whether a command is available and also get its version. Here is an example. You register with the Porion node command. The minus R option indicates the list of commands that we want to check. The URI gives us the hostname name with the here the Poseidon, and the username is Porion, and we have the workspace directory. To add a project, we do this by giving the source files either in a tar file or a zip file. Of course, you can give a git URL, which is really more useful than a tar file, so you just use the Porion add command and give the URL. The project name is extracted from the file name or from the git URL. In this example, it will be afflex. When you add a project, Porion will look at the sources and it will identify a default main receipt for the project. It also looks at the default branches for Git and enables the default branch for the project. To build up a main receipt, it looks at the project source and guess whether it's using GNU tools. It also checks for Maven, CMake, NPM. This is the first step, and we can improve the guess mechanism to load Travis configuration, Jenkins pipeline, and so on. Now that we have some default main receipt with several build steps, it's easy to add a new build step. For this, there is a Porion step command. Here I'm adding the Afflex project, a build step to run the make install target. So we can update an existing build step, and we do this by using the update option and give the step number. Here I'm changing the previous command to run it with sudo. Now that you have the main receipt and the project is set up, you can run the build manually using the Porion build command and give the project name. Porion has several other commands, project list to list information and list the build and so on. So far I've used the simple names to identify projects, but we need a way for the command line to identify a branch, a receipt, a build. This is the goal of the Porion identification string. This is a simple string that we can cut and paste easily in the terminal. The project name comes first. We can give an optional branch name introduced by pound character. We can also give a receipt name after the tilde character. And at the end, there is an add character which separates with the build node. To identify a build number, that's easy. We just have the project name followed by a colon and the build number. Here we have the Afflex project, the build number 8, the main receipt, the NetBSD receipt, the Debian GNAT 9 branch, the BeagleBone receipt, which runs on the BeagleBone build node. I will make a small demo of Porion command line. The first step is to create the repository with the init command. The second step is to register a build node with a list of commands that we are going to check. Here we are going to check Git, MVN, make, cloc, GPR build, and lcov. And we are going to add the Poseidon build node. So here, when we add a build node, it has verified the different commands. I'm going to add another build node. And a third one. Now we can list the build nodes, so they are there. We are going to add a project. So it has identified a number of build steps for this project. So I'm going to do some configuration. Here we can see the configuration variable. Here I will look at the main receipts, and I'm going to configure the filtering rules. Okay, that's it. Now I'm going to add a new receipt. Here I'm adding a receipt named BeagleBone, and it will run on the BeagleBone build node. I will do the same. So this is a receipt name, NetBSD, and this one I will run it on the Poseidon build node. Now I'm going to change the make command into gmake, because NetBSD has a specific make. Now I'm going to add a build metric in the current in the main build receipt, and now I can build the project. I will can build all the three build receipts that we have. Okay. Now we can list the builds. We can get information about the project, and we can see the build receipts. And we can also look at a build result with this command. The Porion web server is implemented in Ada. It is based on Ada web application, which is a complete web framework that I've created. The goal of this framework is to take care of web application security. It provides several mechanisms and operations to help the application take care and handle security and permission control. It is also based on AWS, but this is not the product of the American company. AWS stands for Ada Web Server. it was designed in 2000, so 6 years before the service of the American company. This is a famous project in the Ada community. It supports HTTP1 and HTTP2. The Porion web server is as provided with a high-level dashboard. The UI is responsive. It was designed for desktop but also mobile phone, and I've added a dark mode. The server UI is still under construction. It is still far away compared to Jenkins, but it is there, and it will make some it is faster. Since I have set up Porion on my production server, I can compare some performance aspects with Jenkins. First, for the memory, the Porion web server only needs around 50 megabytes of memory. This is a lot less than Jenkins. It also gets faster web requests. The Porion dashboard is displayed in less than 100 milliseconds. I don't need Java on build nodes anymore. This is great because I can use very old boards and all the operating systems. I don't have to check if the Java virtual machine is available and up to date. Porion is not finished and it lacks several features. The next development step for me is to set up the notification of build results. Another big step is being able to edit all the project configuration from the web UI. On the build node side, I want to be able to start and stop a virtual machine dynamically. VRSS is one way to do it, but I would like also to start containers in Scaleway, for example. Well, thank you for listening. A big thank you to my wife. If you want to learn more about the implementation of Porion, you can go in the Ada Dev Room and look at the Implementing Build Manager Ada presentation.
Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you, Stefan. Really interesting talk, and good to see how you developed the new CI system. So there's time for questions. And before moving forward, I know that you want to just present as a very last demo from the look and feel. That's something that you would like to share with us.
Yes.
All yours. Thank you.
I had time to show during the presentation how the website looks like. In fact, you have this is my personal server, so it's running a number of it's running Porion to build a number of projects. So on the dashboard, I have an overview of all my projects. Here I have 16 projects, all the build, all the unit tests which are running, the code coverage, and so on. And then for each project, I have an overview of the project by itself. The last, I have access to the last build. I have access, I have an overview of how far the build succeeded or not. And I have an overview of the unit test. And if we go here, for example, in this, we can look at a given project and see its different build receipts. So this is still under construction. I don't pretend this is as complete as Jenkins, but it is there and it starts to have some information. So here I have two receipts for this project, and I have already have several builds, and you can access the last build, information about the last build, and you have access to the logs with the filtering mechanism, which means that okay, if I want to show everything, you see here all the logs which are in fact filtered by the filtering rules that I have activated. So these logs, you can see them, but they are not always interesting. And what you want to look at in most cases is the most interesting logs and the errors and warnings. And this is why I have these filtering rules.
Stefan, there is a question. We are 3 minutes to finish, so we can stay here longer. But otherwise, so the question is regarding managing workspaces and builds archives. It's a big part of Jenkins. How does that work for Porion?
I'm not sure I understood exactly your question.
Right. So the question is, workspaces, like this, the repositories that are cloned, yes, the archive or the build artifacts, I believe maybe logs as well, is quite important at the Jenkins level. So how does it work for Porion? We only have 1 minute before we
go. Yes. The sources are extracted in the workspace directory. They are extracted only once in the build nodes. So they are either extracted with the tar file because it was a tar, or they are extracted with git clone and with the minus recursive option so that you extract everything. And the logs are saved locally on the Porion build server, which means that they are always accessible. So you have the source of the project which are extracted on the build node, and you have the logs and all the results, in fact, which are kept on the Porion server, in fact. So that on the